101.3 CFM.
You know what day it is today, Gaundy?
What day is it, mate?
It is one day before hump day.
Have you made your hump day jingle yet? I said you need a hump day jingle. Get into it, mate.
It's going to be a surprise.
I look forward to that surprise.
Yep.
How are you going with the... I know because it's been raining all night. It's hard raining right now. We can hear it almost inside this studio here. What did you do last night, you told us, before we jumped on here?
What did I do? Donate blood?
No. Left your window down all night?
Oh, my God.
I
left the window of my passenger seat down in my car and... all the rain, every single bit of the rain came in and absolutely wiped out my passenger seat. I'm surprised it hasn't ruined the electrical on the door.
Gia, can we please get Holden on the phone? Because I know Holden give Ash a free car. So I'm sure they'd be interested to hear about this. Do you reckon we could get someone on?
Oi.
Producer G, you reckon we could get Holden on?
It's fine. Everything's
She's got the contacts, mate. She'll contact him.
Everything's fine.
Is it fine?
You got this sorted, babe.
It just was like just a casual wash, interior wash, you know?
Now you don't need that detailing.
I don't.
The rain has done it for you.
Perfectly fine.
Hey, we have such a big show today. We couldn't fit it all on the board. So we're still trying to piece this puzzle together. That's how big it is right now. What I am looking forward to, though, is there's a local company putting Oscar gift bags together, which we're going to chat to just before 7:30 this morning.
Yes.
Off the back of the Oscars yesterday.
And something new to the show, I'm going to be telling everybody what's trending these days.
Trending now, not too far away.
Oh, my God, my new big job.
People are talking about this morning. So that is very soon, actually. Right after we do a bit of Smarter Than Who, let's kick into this, guys. 13, 12, 16, who would you like to take on? $100 HS Express. Voucher, Tugra Business Park there for some kitchenware, $100. It's worth a phone call right there. You just need to take myself or Ash on in a quiz.
Smarter Than Who.
Smarter Than Who time, $100 HS Express voucher up for grabs every day this week. If you need some kitchenware for your house, Tugra Business Park, get yourself in there, guys. Get amongst it. We've got Sharon from your Minor Beach, my side of town. Morning, Shaz.
Good morning, Gordy. How are you?
I'm good, mate. We've got my friend Ash here as well.
Hi, morning, Sharon.
Welcome to the coast.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. I'm loving it.
Good to have you.
Hey, Sharon, you live in my hood. We live together. Yes. Your Minor Beach. What a great spot to be. So surely you're not...
A bit wet.
Yeah, it is wet. You're not looking to take me on this morning. Surely you'd take on my friend Ash here.
Come on, Gordy.
Battle of the Peninsula, mate. Let's bring it on.
All right, here we go.
Bring it on.
Who rules your minor? Is it me or you? It's going to be me. All right, best of five. Names are buzzers. And if you get a question wrong, the other person gets the point. Good luck.
Question number one. Who was the only Aussie to take home an Oscar yesterday?
I was feeling like editing or something. I don't even know their name. I know Margot didn't win me that $210. Lost $10 on Margot.
Both of you know.
Nah, I'm buzzing out on that one.
It was Lee Smith, the editor of Dunkirk.
Lee Smith, good on you.
Question number two. Which variety of melon was recently linked?
Gaundy.
Sharon.
Gaundy.
Rock melon.
Was recently linked to an outbreak of listeria in Australia. Rock melon.
Yes.
Question number three. Which 2004 flick starring the Wayans brothers has just announced a sequel?
Gaundy. White Chicks?
Yes.
Oh, I love that movie.
Hey, Gaundy.
Yeah.
Shaz, you can do this one. Question number four. How many kids does Beyonce have?
Three.
Go for it, Shaz. You're in.
Three.
Three? Correct.
Oh, well done. I would have said two.
Question number five. How many minutes are there in 4 hours?
Gaundy. 240?
Correct.
Oh, he's done it.
He's taken it out, Shaz.
Well done, Gaundy.
Thanks, Shaz.
You're a gem. You have a good day.
We will rule your minor together, my friend. Don't worry about that. $100 voucher still coming your way, Shaz.
Oh, Oh, wow. I love you.
Just for playing the game. We'll go shopping together.
Yeah, okay.
All right, mate. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for being on board our show, of course. And look, if you're after a warehouse of intriguing professional kitchenware, HS Express at Tuggerah Business Park is the place for that. And next on the show, we're going to get a take a look at some trending now. What's everyone talking about today with Ash? Straight after this.
101.3 CFM trending now.
Emma Watson has had an Oscar tattoo fail. Can you believe it? She was spotted with the Time's Up tattoo on her arm. Now, she is one of the most prominent advocates of the Time's Up movement against sexual harassment in Hollywood. And apparently, well, as I can see here, it's missing an apostrophe between the E and the S.
Oh, it's like
grammatical error, doll.
It's like getting it done in Thailand.
Except, Bali. You know, it's not a real tattoo. I think it's just makeup.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She's gone with a fake tat.
Yes, fake tat. I think she's just trying to prove a point.
That's good news.
CFM, trending now.
Woolworths says customers prefer pre-packed bananas. When a customer uploaded a picture of bananas, it sparked a fierce online debate. But Woolies reckoned customers prefer it, which I find extremely unusual. What's the difference between a packaged and an unpackaged banana?
Well, I did see this, and it's in a plastic bag. It's in like a plastic package, and then people are also grabbing those and putting them inside a plastic bag because that's what they're used to with the regular bananas. So they're trying to ban the plastic. They need to get onto that soon.
No, it's not banning. It's making more plastic.
No, that's what I mean. They need to get on with it and ban the plastic.
They reckon that they're doing it to effectively create a minimum purchase volume.
Right.
Because people
grab one or two bananas.
Two,
Okay, I get you.
CFM trending now.
Oh, and of course, Barnaby Bloody Joyce Q&A. There was a Q&A panel last night, and they say Barnaby Joyce needs to stay quiet right now because you are embarrassing yourself. You are digging a giant hole, one that you cannot get out of, my friend. And I think they're right, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
He probably just needs to put a sock in it from here on in.
He says he doesn't like the media talking about it, yet he keeps on talking about it himself.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Have you wondered why I've been coming in a little bit late these last few mornings?
Oh, I just thought it was kind of, whatever. I just thought,
yes.
Fashionably late, I think you called it one day.
Fashionably, always late but worth the wait.
Yes.
That's what I like to say.
Sure, why not?
Well, there actually has been a legitimate reason why I have been late these last few days, because I've moved to Matcham. I'm living in my new house in Matcham.
How's that going with the housemates and everything?
Oh, they move out soon, so then I'll be living on my own.
Yeah, but how's it going with them in there now?
It's fine.
Is it late? It's fine.
Look.
It's manageable.
It's fine. But, you know, because I know that it's about to end.
Okay.
I'm just dealing with it.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Like, I don't like having to go to the toilet and shutting the bathroom door.
Oh, you like I to like do it with, yeah, with the door open,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, Lou with a view.
For the world to see.
Anyway, so I get up in the morning and you know how dark it is. I mean, it's still dark now. Yeah. And it's pretty rainy here this morning. But these last few mornings, it is pitch black dark and there are absolutely no street lights on the road to work from where I live. So each morning, I literally have been dodging all sorts of animals on the road. Bunny rabbits, possums, nearly wrapped myself around a tree the other morning, dodging one. look, I mean, I tell you what, it's next level living out there. It's taking me back to my childhood because I used to live on acreage when I was a kid.
So is the wildlife just running free at that time of the morning in
Matcham? It is running free.
Right.
Let me tell you. And when your high beams hit the animal, it's like, ah!
It freaks out.
Yeah, and it just starts running towards you.
And just take me back to where you almost wrap yourself around a tree. So what, you tried to
dodge
this? Well,
as you sort of come out from Oak Road, there's a giant tree like right at the intersection and it doesn't have any kind of reflective lighting on it to show you it's there from a little way away.
Yeah.
So I'm busy dodging a family of bunnies and then this tree comes out of nowhere and I luckily, because Holden, my car, is such a bloody brilliant car.
The one that you left the window down on with the rain last night.
Yeah, it practically drives itself. So it just...
Have you got that thing where it's like auto kind of gets you back on track? Have you got that thing?
It stops automatically and brakes for you.
Okay.
Yeah. did that.
And do you feel like the animals kind of had the last laugh?
Because you've come
close a couple of times. It still doesn't explain to me why you're late. Is it because you're driving slower to avoid them?
Yeah, I'm driving so slowly. Have you ever driven out there in the roads anyway?
I don't even
know why council hasn't fixed those. Like, the roads are absolutely abysmal out there.
Oh, well, let's get council on the phone. Now that you've moved out there,
you
could turn it into the Gold Coast.
There's absolutely no way you could be driving a sports car out there because you'd be ripping the sump out of it any 2 seconds over the bumps and all the ridiculousness of the road.
But that's the beauty of living out somewhere like Matcham, you know? That's the serenity.
How am I ever going to buy a Bentley and drive it around, darling?
You're not, mate.
I'll just stick to my Holden.
And never mention Bentley again because Holden won't be happy with that, you know? Or are you trying to get a Bentley deal? Because while we're at it, I love Ferrari and I love luxury sports cars.
Oh, watch out if you're a country liver like I am. Watch out for the bunny rabbits.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Barnaby Joyce, still fielding questions about the paternity of his baby.
In some ways, I kind of understand that it is a private matter.
Yeah.
Which it is. But unfortunately for him, if you're going to cheat on your wife and you work in a business that it's complete.
Public eye? Is that what you're
in the public
for?
Eye. Yeah. Thank you. That's what's going to happen. It's just going to be out everywhere. Everybody's going to be asking questions about it. And you need to know that you're just going to have to suck it up and deal with it.
Well, he was happy to drag Pistol and Boo through the mud with Johnny Depp and make that very public, wasn't he? He was happy with that. He was fine with that.
I actually quite liked what he did there, because what they did was disrespectful to our country.
Bringing a couple of dogs in, Pistol and Boo.
Yeah, those Johnny dogs Depp. Could have had diseases.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, he was very vocal and very public about that. Now the tables have turned in a much darker matter. Mm. But this was the most recent press conference where he still gets asked questions about it.
Can you confirm the weekend media reports that you may not be the biological father?
One thing I'm going to say is anything that's personal in nature is nobody else's business but mine and Vicky's. Nobody else's business. So we're not here to be part of some ongoing litany of discussion about this. It's no one else's business, it's personal, and that's the last question I'm going to answer.
Why do you keep coming out and talking about it?
That's the last question.
Why do you keep talking about it?
Barnaby.
Say that a few times.
Barnaby. They were just trying to get a little audio grab out of him, weren't they? They really wanted to poke the bear to try and get something good to play.
Journos, that woman, please. Why are you talking about it?
We did put it out there to the people, 13, 12, 16, because, I mean, I don't know anyone that's been in this situation who doesn't, you know if the baby's theirs or not. But we found out that it's actually more regular than we found out. And Ben from San Remo got in touch with us, and we had a chat to Ben about his situation.
Oh, mate, I was about 18 years old, and I'm 34 now. But she was with the girl for about 6 months, and she told me she was pregnant after about 6 months.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, cool, no worries. She said, you know, you want to keep it? I was like, yep, done. So went through the whole nine-month period, and when it came time for the baby, he came out. My skin's white, he came out black.
No!
Yes.
No.
Seriously?
Yes. Seriously, it turns out it was her best friend's partner.
Uh-oh.
Who was the father.
Oh, wow. My God.
I've heard of these stories, never chatted to anyone that's actually been through that. So when the baby comes out, what do you do, Ben? What do you say? How does that unfold?
I just looked at her, and I looked at the baby, and I looked back at her, and I was just speechless. I just walked out.
Oh, Ben.
I didn't know what to say.
I'm speechless. What the heck? I feel sorry for you. That is not nice.
I seen him 2 days later and I shook his hand and said, good luck with it, mate, and just left.
Were you absolutely devastated?
Yeah, I was. It crushed me.
Oh, you poor thing. And that would take such a long time to come back from, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've got 3 children now. I'm very happy.
Yeah, well, great.
And, I've got a great partner in that. But I tell you, that is
like the epitome of the worst betrayal.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a shock to the system, I'm telling you. You know? And she seemed like a genuine girl, but obviously she wasn't.
Oh. Well, Ben, mate, thanks for calling us and sharing that story.
Yeah, thanks,
for the
Ben. You didn't have to do that. That's very personal. Thank
no,
you.
No, it's fine. You get over it. Life goes on.
Oh. Sense of relief now that it's all done and dusted in the end, I guess.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got three kids. They're definitely yours, your kids?
Yeah, mate, definitely mine. They all look like me. You're
white. Well done, mate. You're a legend, no man. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I made my monthly visit to the Red Cross Blood Bank yesterday to donate some blood.
So you do it 12 times a year?
Yeah, I do. Oh, wow. I do it a bit. Okay. Oh, maybe not 12 times, maybe every couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a limit on how much you can donate?
Well, you can't, like, I do plasma as well.
Right.
So I sort of mix it up between plasma and blood, but you can't do plasma, like, straight away. You got to leave it for a couple of weeks or something like that.
I get so woozy whenever I have to give any blood. Oh. Instant words.
Do you know every time you give blood, you save three people's lives?
That's good to know.
Yep.
Okay.
Can you believe that? Like, every time I sit on that bed, I'm saving three people's lives. And all I've done is just have blood extracted.
That's a good feeling.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah. And that cookie you get afterwards, that's pretty good too.
Oh, you get biscuits and cheese and a chalky milk. It's so good. So anyway, off the back of a couple of ads that were playing yesterday, it reminded me I've got to go and donate blood because I haven't done it in a while because I couldn't after I got out of the African jungle because of all the medicine you have and all the diseases that they have over there.
How long were you not allowed to after the jungle? A few months or whatever? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, more than that.
If you've been overseas. Yep,
yeah.
Right.
So I rock up and you fill out the form and then before you go and donate, you have a test. So you have your finger pricked to see how your iron levels and your sugar levels are, your blood pressure, and, you know, if you've ticked, you're feeling ill or you've had diarrhea or whatever,
yeah,
you know, that can impact you giving blood. So on the form I've ticked that I've my stools aren't as stooly.
Yeah, stooly as they normally are.
Yeah. And the woman's like, oh, okay, what's going on here? And I was like, I don't really know. Like, just sort of started today and I've sort of, yeah, I'm like, my stools aren't stooly. And she's like, oh, okay, well, let's check your blood pressure. And so she checks my blood pressure and I always have immaculate blood pressure. Like, I'm on par. I'm really quite healthy. But this blood pressure, I don't know if this means anything to you. My blood pressure was 141 over 94. That's extreme.
That's high.
She actually looked at me and she put her arm out and touched my shoulder and she said, are you okay? And I was like, what? What are you talking about? She said, this is not a great number for you to get as a 32-year-old woman.
Is this job stressing you out?
I don't know.
Is there underlying stress?
Like, honestly, I don't know. And I don't know what the problem is. So anyway, she pretty much said to me, I'm sorry, but today we can't take your blood.
They knocked you back.
It was like getting dumped. It was honestly like getting turned down by a bloke. I was that shattered.
So you had the walk of shame. You've just had your finger pricked.
I had to do the walk of shame back through the waiting area where everybody was, where you'd already sat and talked to everybody. And, you know, I had to leave. I had to leave because they couldn't take my blood because I wasn't up to standard.
Did they say when you could come back?
2 weeks.
She said,
come back in 2 weeks when your stools are stoolier.
Okay.
And maybe you're not so anxious or whatever your problem is.
It's funny because we've actually got your results here.
you do not.
Yeah, dengue fever. You got that from the celebrity.
Rude.
Dengue fever, everybody. If you see Ash, steer clear. She's got it. No, but in all seriousness, get in and donate blood.
Yes.
It's a Red Cross. Whereabouts on the Central Coast is it?
Down at West Gosford near the, what's that plaza? Where Domain is. There's a...
Perfect. Oh, yeah, west near Mans Road.
So yeah, exactly.
We're Domain.
Cool. Nice clinic too, very clean, beautiful. Everybody's lovely. The receptionist was lovely. Yeah.
And if you don't know if you can or not, go down there because they can tell you with a little, you know.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds. If you turned away, then whatever.
You got turned away. Did you still get the cookies and the cheese?
I took a fantail from the reception desk and ran out crying.
It's the mini wins. It's the mini wins.
101.3 CFM.
He'd be riding high off the back of his TV appearance last night on The Project.
You're so famous, girl!
And the Oscars yesterday. What a 24 hours for Dean McCarthy on the red carpet there. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Yes, I'm not leaving my house because of the paparazzi. No, honestly, it was a really, really fun day. Crossing to the project, I love Carrie and the team on Channel 10. They were so much fun. Just a really fun, exciting Oscars. It really was.
You did a great job there last night on the project. But you saved the best stuff for us. We know that. So how did it all go yesterday? Because this time yesterday when we chatted to you, it was pre-red carpet. So now that it's all done and dusted, how was it, mate? Was it what dreams are made of?
Yeah. Oh, it was what dreams were made of. Couple of things. Let's talk about a couple of things you didn't see on the TV because that's always the stuff I love the most. Backstage last night, Frances McDormand, of course, won Best Actress for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Longest name of a movie in the history of anything.
And but she cost me, just quickly, Dean, she cost me $10. So if I ever meet that lady, I want my 10 bucks back for putting it on Margot. Yeah. Oh. One of them owes me the money. I don't know which one.
Yeah. Well, in the end, you won because someone stole her Oscar.
Oh, look out.
Yep.
Really? She just left it laying around somewhere, did she?
Karma. Perhaps that was karma because she didn't win. Look, here's what happened. So, yeah, she left it laying around backstage. And from my sources tell me that she literally, like, left it on the chair and then left it over there by the hallway. Like, literally left it around. And then eventually someone stole it. And the man got arrested when they found him. And she got the Oscar back. Now, the Oscar, they weigh about 5 to 7 kilos. They're about, 10 inches? Oh, 20, they're about 30 centimetres high or something. They're quite heavy and they're difficult to lose, especially when you are the Best Actress winner. That's what happened behind the scenes. And then I got to tell you a bit of drama on the red carpet. Some protesters for Meryl Streep. Meryl, protested.
What did they protest?
You know, when she came out and said that she'd never heard about Harvey Weinstein being a creep. Well, people were protesting, saying that she knew all along. So, you know, she wouldn't have seen them. She was in a limousine. But, you know, still, they were there.
I thought everybody loved Meryl Streep. I thought Meryl could do no wrong, Dean.
She can do no wrong. She could play Batman and win an Oscar, as I've said before. But apparently not everyone loves her. There was only like 4 protesters though. So, you know, they all came into one car probably.
Hey, can I ask, Dean? I found this interesting yesterday. I didn't even know he was nominated, but Kobe Bryant from the formerly LA Lakers, picked himself up an Oscar yesterday.
He did. Now, if you're wondering what on earth happened there, he wrote an animated film and then partnered with another man to direct it, and it won the Oscar for animated short film. Kobe Bryant, basketball superstar, went on stage and won an Oscar for an animated film that he wrote. That is so epic. I think that's incredible.
I'm a massive Kobe Bryant fan, so I found that quite interesting. Although, I've seen the short film and...
What is it, Dear Basketball?
Dear Basketball. I thought, Oscar worthy? Must have been a pretty soft category, little short animation.
I'm with you.
All right, Dean, good to catch up, mate. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hey, quickly, Dean, next on our show, we have a lady by the name of Wendy Duncan. She's from San Remo on the Central Coast here, but she had some gift bags there yesterday at the Oscars called Have You Packed Yet? So this had 38 beauty items from Australia, mostly Aussie products. 10% of profits of the bags going to the Leukemia Foundation. Was there any? Did you see any gift bags there yesterday?
Okay, so I saw the display of the major gift bag, and there were so many things in there that her product, which sounds wonderful, by the way. I don't know if they were in there. I can't remember everything. All I know is the big major gift bag was worth 130 grand. There was a diamond necklace, a trip to Hawaii, gluten-free vodka, chocolate vodka. So I don't know, but that's a wonderful gift. Oh my goodness, I should have tried to snag one of those.
It's just Aussies doing big things. So Wendy's going to join us on the show next. Good on you, Dean. Chat soon, mate.
Bye, guys.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
The Oscars yesterday, The night of nights in the entertainment biz worldwide. And... when we found out that Wendy Duncan, a lady from San Remo, right here on the Central Coast, was providing some of the items for a gift bag, she has a company called Have You Packed Yet? With 38 beauty items, most of which are from Australia. 10% of the profits of the bags going to the Leukemia Foundation. We had to get Wendy on and she joins us now. Morning, Wendy!
Wendy!
Hey, good morning.
Congratulations.
Welcome to the coast,
Ash. Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to be here. Congratulations on supplying about 50 beauty cases to some of Hollywood's biggest stars at the Oscars.
It was a large consignment to go, the logistics of freight to America and getting through customs. It was very much a learning curve.
So is this something you were asked to do, or you sort of pursued the opportunity or the idea yourselves, you and your daughter, Lauren?
There was a company called Hollywood and Celebrity Gifting that found us on LinkedIn. And in conjunction with Hollywood Swag Bag, who was there in Burbank, California, put the request through. We jumped up and down, had a big talk about it, and decided to go ahead. So it's had quite a bit of television or CBN over there featured it as well. We gifted to Ellen for her 60th birthday.
Oh.
Did you hear anything off the back of that? Yeah, because I've seen here Ellen DeGeneres' 60th birthday. Did you hear anything out of that from Ellen or any of her reps?
We had a couple of emails, but nothing further than that at this stage. So it's very exciting to know that our product was good enough for the stars.
So, Wendy, tell me what the product actually was. Are they beauty cases?
It's a beauty case. Mock croc leather. Mm-hmm. We had them sourced at the same company that make Guess and Prada. So it arrived, and then we had to source products to go in it. So I personally trialled every single product available that had a range, and we came up with Sukin because it's organic, no parabens, suitable for all skin and hair types, and they're full-size products. Everything from body wash, moisturiser, shampoo, conditioner, hair treatment, deodorant, pawpaw ointment, hand and nail cream, face wash, moisturiser, face scrub, and then you've got everything else that goes with it with good brands like Colgate, Plax, Batiste, dry shampoo, hairspray. Oh.
Wendy, I have to get one.
Send me a bag, Wendy.
I need a bag. You've sold it to me. There's some awesome stuff in there. And I mean, it must be exciting to know that Meryl Streep potentially has one of your bags in her bathroom
she
now.
She has one. So does Jimmy Kimmel.
We'll
actually have the full list within the next 24 hours.
I think what the greatest thing is...
So if anyone wants to have a look on Facebook, have you packed yet? There'll be the full list of recipients there.
The greatest thing is that even though you think you may be from a small town, nothing is ever unachievable. So you've really proved to the Central Coast that if you want it, you can go out and get it.
I think the best thing is the 10% that goes to the Leukemia Foundation. How much money have you raised and put towards the Leukemia Foundation?
Well, thus far, we've done the 50 for Hollywood. We've donated that, and we've just started the business. So hopefully we will raise a lot of money. They're a fantastic organisation. They helped me to know every end of the degree when I was going through cancer, and it does go back to the right people and research.
So if anybody's interested in these packages, you can purchase on all the W's, haveyoupackedyet.com.
And also Facebook leads you to the website.
Right, perfect.
If it's good enough for Meryl, Wendy, it's good enough for me, mate. So appreciate the chat this morning. And I've got to get one of these bags. I'm definitely going to jump on and check it out. Great gift idea. Have you packed yet, Wendy Duncan? Thanks for joining us on the show. And congrats on the success.
Thank you so much.
Way to go. Repping the Central Coast. I love it.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Ladies of the Central Coast, I need you to be honest with me because I've been chatting to Jamie and we've had a couple of friends that have got engaged recently. And I think I've uncovered something ladies are doing.
Yep.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Are ladies starting a wedding Pinterest board well before they're married?
Yes.
So you've got a wedding?
No.
Have you fully planned out your wedding?
No. I know women are, but I've done none of the sort.
Okay, why not?
I'm just not that type of person.
So for anyone that doesn't know what Pinterest is, it's a website where you can look around at things online, and if you like it, you pin it to your page so you can sort of map things out and plan things. And I found out recently from someone, I won't name any names, but someone that got engaged, She had a Pinterest board from a long time ago that she wasn't telling her partner about.
Oh, classic.
Wasn't telling her boyfriend.
Oh, so she fully planned everything.
She had the whole thing planned. And now she can reveal that she's had the whole day. It's all planned. The whole wedding's planned.
Maybe it's a good idea. My goodness, I must be. I'm so unprepared. I don't know anything about diamonds. I've got no idea what wedding ring, color scheme. I could, quite frankly, I couldn't think of anything worse.
I want to know from the ladies, do you have a Pinterest board?
Oh,
are you not
to.
Married? Are you even, are you single and you've got a wedding Pinterest board? And how planned is your wedding day, even though it's, you know, 10, 15, 20 years down the track? I've just got a message from, Loopy Laz, Pinterest for the win.
Oh, Loopy Laz has got one.
Loopy Laz is planning.
She's not even engaged.
No, no.
She's got a boyf though.
I think they've been together for like 9 years.
Yeah.
So she'd be definitely planning the wedding.
I totally get it. I totally get that chicks want to do it. They want to plan. They want to get ready.
Do you think ladies are keeping it on the DL though? That's
well,
my
maybe.
Concern.
Maybe they don't want to scare their partner.
Do I have to do the whole keep you anonymous thing? Keep
no.
you anonymous and no one knows that you're planning your wedding. I don't think because
it's inspiration is what it is. It's inspo.
The girl that I'm talking about, she said that she would never admit it because, yeah, you're right, she doesn't want to scare off her partner at the time.
Oh, look, everyone, most people want to get married and have kids, let's be honest.
And she thought it might come across as a little bit sad.
Oh, no, it's not sad.
Pinning away her wedding on Pinterest.
Look, if it interests you, it interests you. It doesn't interest me.
13, 12, 16, even if you're just using Pinterest. I mean, who's using that?
you scraping the bazaar, mate.
No. 50 bucks at the Bateau Bay Hotel, guys, for your call on 13, 12, 16. Ladies, are you secretly Pinteresting? I'm interested in the Pinterest. That's next.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I think I've uncovered something because a friend of ours just got engaged and she revealed to us that years before the engagement, even back to her single days, she had a secret wedding Pinterest board. And Pinterest is the website where you can get on there, you can pin stuff that you like. So her whole wedding's planned. And she revealed to her now fiancé that she's got the whole day planned, no worries.
He actually must be like, well, fjolf.
Don't have
I mean,
to do
thanks
anything.
For doing the, yeah.
And then I was chatting to Jamie about it and she goes, you'll be surprised, a lot of ladies have got it. And I said, I've never heard of this. Mm. They're keeping it under wraps. Now, you don't do it, Pollard.
I don't, but I know of people that do. So okay. It is quite common.
I reckon you'll get addicted to Pinterest.
No, I'm already addicted to Instagram and I would like not to have another addiction, thank you, to my phone.
It's your wedding day, mate. It's the big day of the
I'm
year.
I'm not even engaged, so don't even.
Pistol Pete, long distance, you know. It's a short relationship, but when you know, you know. Brittany at Blue Bay, have you got a secret Pinterest wedding board?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I've had one for a couple of years and I was... with my boyfriend at the time, and he actually knew I had one. So he searched my username, and then he found my info of engagement rings, and then he designed my engagement ring from there.
Oh, that's smart. I like that. And you guys still together?
Okay.
Yes, we're getting married next year.
Oh.
Congratulations. Actually,
Thank you
prove a really good point here,
yep.
Because you can subtly put ring ideas on Pinterest and just sort of mention it to your partner in passing. And that's how he can get the ideas and inspo for the... Oh, I'm going to start Pinteresting.
Oh, get onto it, mate. And then just
drop... In case you want to know, Pete.
And Pete, oh, I've got that secret Pinterest board you should really check out. Go to Olivia.
You know what? He should just Google Kim Kardashian's ring and just go from there.
Whatever she's got you want. $2 million. It's an easy get. Olivia at Saratoga, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. You got a secret wedding Pinterest board, my friend?
I sure do.
Oh, I knew I'd uncover it.
Go, girl.
I have had it for 5 years, and I've been with my partner, just like Loopy Lass, going on 10 years this year.
Wow.
So they both need to pull their finger out, those two.
Hang on. So you've got the wedding Pinterest board, but still yet to propose?
Still yet to propose,
Does he know you've got it?
No, he doesn't.
Top secret. All right, what's his name?
His name's Mark.
Mark.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
27. Mark, pull your finger out and propose to Olivia. She's waiting, mate. What's going on?
You better be listening.
You tell him, Gorney. You tell him.
Do you guys live together? How long have you lived together for?
We do live together. We've lived together for probably about 6 years now.
6 years, Mark?
No, just
Mark.
Hold on. Leave Mark alone. Pull I bet you any money out. He's going to do it when you least expect it. So don't wait.
I'm going to expect it now. It's almost 10 years.
It's past that point
don't
now.
Worry. You've been too young since then. Too young.
Mark, get in touch with me, man. I'll give you some tips, all right? We'll work something out together. Maybe we can workshop that. Let's go to Jasmine in Fernbank Farm, Yarramalong. Morning, Jazz.
Good morning. How are we, guys?
We're great, mate. Welcome to the show. Your secret Pinterest board. How long have you had it?
Well, no, it's not my secret Pinterest board. So Fernbank Farm is one of the Central Coast most amazing wedding venues out in Yarramalong Valley, and I work there. So we have girls that have fully planned their entire wedding from their dress to their flowers, cake, everything. Now, it's easy to keep your board a secret. Some of them share it with their bridesmaids so their girls all know about it. But we actually found out that one of our grooms found his fiancé's secret Pinterest board. So he didn't know that, you know, he must have, I don't know, searched through her emails or something and found her Pinterest board, found that she'd pinned our venue. He went ahead, came out for a site inspection, booked the venue, and then surprised his now fiance, now well then fiance, now wife, with the fact that he booked her dream thing.
Oh, smooth.
My God, this guy is the king.
Yes,
he is setting the standards high for these Central Coast boys. I'm telling you,
he's just setting the standards high for any bloke.
Well, true, but it was lucky because some girls can be a bit control freaky when it comes to their wedding, and she could have lost it.
Hey, Jazz. Jazz,
it was amazing.
Let's quickly go back to Olivia for 1 second. We'll tee the two up here. Olivia, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Would you like Mark to chat to this bloke that organised this whole big thing?
100%.
Yeah, I thought you might, mate.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about this movie Wonder, which has got an amazing anti-bullying message. It's the number one movie on iTunes, and I thought, we need to get this movie into schools. Here's a piece of the trailer about this kid that looks differently to other kids. Great little child actor in the movie, too, I've got to say. Looks different to other kids. He goes to school, he gets bullied, and then they realise that this kid is just as, you know, he's amazing on the inside and out. Have a listen.
My name is Augie Pullman. Next week, I start fifth grade. And since I've never been to real school before, I'm pretty much totally petrified. I know I'm not an ordinary 10-year-old kid. I've had 27 surgeries. They've helped me to breathe, to see, to hear without a hearing aid, but none of them have made me look ordinary.
I'm gonna lose it.
And when people, I mean, if you've seen the movie, you'll know, but I mean, it is uplifting. It's not completely sad, you know what I mean? It's an uplifting feeling at the end, and it's a message of, you know, everyone's fighting their own battle, so you need to treat everybody with respect. And if there's kids in the car listening right now heading
and
to
that's
school,
hard. That is hard to do,
yeah.
Because often when people look different, you do judge.
Yep.
Judging is a natural reaction. As a human, we judge, whether you like it or not. And it is hard, but you know what is easy to do is to try and stop being a bully.
Yep. And be nice. Well, we've got the principal of Narara Public School. His name is David Stitt, and he joins us right now on the show. Morning, David.
Good morning, everyone. How are you going?
We're great. Good, mate. Or should we say, good morning, Mr. Stitt.
You're trying to take
this
thing a bit quicker than that.
Now, mate, we talked about this on air yesterday. I said we need to show this thing in the schools, this movie. I believe you and your wife watched the movie last night. Is that true?
Yeah, we did. A few tissues came out for the wife especially, but it's, as you said, a fantastic movie. I think it's more happy sad than the sad sad.
Exactly.
It's very uplifting and sends a fantastic message to everybody.
And so what do you think? Do you reckon this is something you guys could screen at your school there?
Well, we are. So basically next week is our anti-bullying week, and you've got your National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence on Friday, 16th of March. So all schools across Australia will be, you know, doing some things to counteract bullying on that day. But for us, we're actually going to show that film because we believe it just sends a fantastic message to our kids. It promotes really great discussion around empathy. And I think you said it really well yesterday, Gorni, when you said be nice to everyone because everyone's fighting their own battle.
Well, that's
the message you want to get out to our kids.
And that's the Absolutely. Message in the movie as well. And I think it's a movie that they're really going to connect with and like. So when are you planning on screening this movie? I believe it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Wednesday's our big anti-bullying day. So we've got a big bows and silly socks day to try and promote the message of empathy and everyone's different and celebrate differences and building a culture of acceptance across our school.
That's great. And so what, do you think we could come down and, you know, see how it all goes with this movie? Could we pop there on Wednesday or...?
Absolutely. Not a problem. We'd love to have as many people there to support the anti-bullying message as possible.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, well, Wednesday we'll pop down for the screening of this movie because, I mean, Ash, you went through it yourself at school, so you know what it's,
oh,
what
yes.
it's all about.
I went
it's kind
through...
of all kicked off from you talking about it last week.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Look, we did a segment on bullying when, last week?
Yeah, last week on the show.
And I don't know how we got onto it, but, yeah, I was bullied constantly at school, all throughout school, about my hair, about my rambunctiousness.
Yeah.
And I think that often people would find my personality quite jarring because I guess from an outsider's perspective, it looked like I really didn't care and people were like, what?
I think when you're going through something like that, you try and build that tough exterior, which can lead to that. So,
and I think now as an adult too, I am still getting bullied because people, I mean, yes, my personality is extremely different to that of in inverted commas, normal person.
Yeah.
And so I've been putting up with bullying forever, but I've learnt to deal with it now. I just feel sorry for the people that do it.
Well, I think the message is to be yourself. And David, we love that you're a pioneer of this idea. I mean, we put it out there yesterday and bang, next week it's in the schools there. And I believe we're showing it to year three and year six. But hopefully this is, it's not going to just stop here at your school. Hopefully we can get it into more schools right across the Central Coast. So thanks for jumping on board the idea early, mate.
Yeah, not a problem, mate. I mean, we have to look at, there's a caller yesterday, I think, who said Copacabana Public School actually played it before us. So we're definitely going to hop on their bandwagon and chat to our kids. And there's books as well out there on the movie and children's books that link off that. So there's a whole lot of things you can get into that supports the movie's message.
Love it, fantastic. David. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for joining
us
on
Mr.
the
show.
Thanks, Mr. Stitt.
No worries, guys. Thank you so much. And I get the message out there. It's an important message.
Will
Thank
do,
you.
Mate. And if you're a school or you're on your way to school this morning and you'd like your school to show it, get in touch with us. And we can see if we can make it happen. 13 12 16 is our number. Hit us up on the Facebook page or call our reception and we could pop out to your school and show this movie.
Let's go.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Ash. Hey, Ash. Isn't that right, Ash Pollard? Ash? Producer G.
She's not there.
Where's Pollard?
Oh, she's coming. She's there.
Hey, champ. How are you, mate? This little radio show we do here between the hours of 5 and 9.
I have to go to the toilet.
On a weekday morning.
Leave me alone.
It's the first time I've not seen you here. You're not feeling well, are you?
Oh.
You think you got food poisoning after the weekend. Your friend just messaged and said, I think I'm feeling it.
I mean, the amount of times I've been to the bathroom this morning.
All right, mate. No need to know. I thought you might have been out getting ready for Employee of the Month.
Oh,
that's coming up after 8:30.
Don't worry. I've been getting ready for that. Rain, hail, sickness or shine.
Yes. Every minute of the day is dedicated to it. But there's a new contender.
Who is it?
New Employee of the Month king in town.
Oh, you're kidding me, right?
What?
You're not serious.
Nominations are flying through for Lagorn to throw his hat in the ring.
I knew it.
Lagorn could be coming.
I knew it. You steal my thunder. You want to do everything. You're like the annoying brother.
Ash.
Just copycat.
What I will say is I had no interest in applying for Employee of the Month, but when the people speak and they get in touch with us and say, Gondi, what about you? You do some great stuff around the place. Mm. And I look back and I look at myself and think, yeah, what about me?
It isn't fair. I've had enough. Now I want my share. Can't you see?
See, I've even got a theme song. That's my theme song.
Oh,
I'm coming at you.
All right.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
How's your campaign going, my friend?
It's going fine, thanks. And often I do things that go unnoticed, which is unfortunate for me, given that I'm going for Employee of the Month.
Follow us in Ash Pollard's journey to be Employee of the Month.
And now I hear that you want to become Employee of the Month as well.
Where'd you hear that?
Oh, literally about 5 minutes ago from your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did forget I did mention it, didn't I? That's right, Pollard. There's a new contender who is here to ask the question. What about me? Now, look, I had no interest.
All right.
I had no interest in running for Employee of the Month.
Until what?
Until you put it to the people that listen to this radio show.
Whole three people said, hey, Saucy, that's, why don't you go for it?
When you only take three people's opinion, that's 100% strike right. rate, mate. And they want me to run for it. And you know what? Who am I to knock those people back? So maybe I do, maybe I don't. But here I'm here to so state I'm running for it, mate.
I did a Pollard poll, if you're interested.
Yep.
I did a Pollard poll on my Instagram and I did a shout out to all my supporters out there. And I asked them, do you think that I should be Employee of the Month? And I got no word of a lie, 200 responses from my supporters saying, vote one for Ash Pollard as Employee of the Month.
How many are Central Coast residents?
I haven't actually looked. None of them told me what they were.
All from China, from your Instagram.
Oh, my God.
You're big in China, are you?
No, I'm actually huge in Australia.
And Japan.
Anyway, look, I've been going around the office. I've been doing bits and pieces undercover, sort of low-key, and then it sort of dawned on me I need to be a little bit more obvious about my...
So what's this audio? What have you done?
Well,
you're hitting people up, are you?
Have a listen.
You're trying to campaign for votes.
Have a listen.
Okay.
I'm just cleaning up the kitchen, okay?
Hi.
You're okay with that? I'm just going to do some washing.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
About time.
Yep. Community service, letting everybody know, I'm going for Employee of the Month.
I know that can that because Lisa's not here anymore.
No, I'm still doing it. Just going to do some washing up. Okay. I'll put all these mugs away.
Oh, good for you, right. mate.
So I'm thinking now that I need to express the actions that I'm taking in order to become Employee of the Month.
Here's what I'll say with my campaign. I do it quietly and I expect
but it doesn't work like
that. I expect no one to comment on it. I just go about my day doing
That's
my
what
thing.
I was doing, mate, but it wasn't working.
It's working for me.
Bloody Brie Taylor does everything so loud.
In
you
promotions.
Can't, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I thought, why not do something that no one else would do?
What's that?
Often people overlook the toilets as well. And I can see that the toilet paper needs to be replenished, so I'll do that. That's all right. And again, nobody's here to actually identify that I am filling up the toilet rolls in the female toilet, so I'm just going to record it. Oh, might need a bit of spray too. Done.
I mean, and now the public toilets in the office building are fresh, they're revitalised and they're ready for everybody's use. What I did do that I didn't record is wipe out the skitties in the toilet, but we don't need to go there.
Well, the spray is needed after you've been in there. So, I mean, that's some good, solid work by you, to help the workplace. No. Here's what I'll put out there. Coffees for each employee. Come and see me. I'll buy you a coffee if that's going to get me Employee of the Month, yeah? How's that sound?
Says you literally about 30 seconds ago, no. I'm going to fly under the radar. I'm going to do under the radar.
Under the radar, I'll buy each employee a coffee. The new contender for Employee of the Month reigns here. One condition, if I don't get Employee of the Month, you owe me that coffee back. T's and C's apply.
Hold on 1 second.
Where are you going, mate?
Everyone, Gordy's shouting coffee!
If I don't win...
I heard people go, woo!
Again, I will say, if I don't win, I want the coffee back. It's only if I win. Deal?
What do you mean?
Deal.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.